Pendengar, penelitian baru terhadap diabetes tipe 1 diharapkan dapat mengakhiri penggunaan obat suntikan yang dipakai para pasien untuk setiap harinya. Para ilmuwan telah mengidentifikasi peptida hybrid yang penting yang bisa membuka misteri mengapa sistem kekebalan tubuh membunuh sel-sel yang memproduksi insulin. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Natalia Sampaio dilahirkan di Brasil dan baru tiba ke Australia 8 bulan yang lalu dan ia didiagnos terjangkit diabetes yang akan merombak kehidupannya secara dramatis.
I was really, really sick right before diagnosis, so I'd been feeling really unwell. And when I went to hospital, I was down to about 47 kilos and was just extremely exhausted. And when they realized that I had type 1 diabetes, I was immediately put on insulin injections 4 times a day. It was a complete shock, so there's no history of type 1 diabetes in my family at all. And it's the kind of disease that usually is diagnosed in children.
Siswa kandidat PhD berusia 31 tahun itu kini harus menjaga kesehatannya dengan ketat.
Every time that I eat something, I have to try and figure out how much carbohydrate is in that meal, and then I have to take the correct dose of insulin for that. So you can imagine that I have this disease that if I don't take insulin, it'll kill me. And when I take insulin, I have to take exactly the right dose. No one can tell me how much is the right dose. I have to figure it out myself every day, every time I eat. If I take too much insulin, I have the risk of going into hypoglycemia, which is low blood sugar, and that can lead to coma and death. And if I take not enough insulin, my blood sugar will rise, and high blood sugars will cause all kinds of complications like an increased risk of heart disease or loss of vision and kidney disease as well.
Hal serupa juga dialami oleh Rosena Pavlovic ketika 4 tahun yang lalu anaknya didiagnos dengan penyakit yang sama.
We're talking about never consuming any food or drink without talking to us first, counting carbs, testing blood sugars 10 times a day, insulin pump. So Dane lives a very active life and he's involved in sports and all sorts of things, but there's always just an extra layer of complexity for him which we need to take into account.
Direktur dari St. Vincent's Institute of Research, Profesor Tom Kay mengatakan, lebih dari 120 ribu orang warga Australia mengidap penyakit yang mencegah badan memproduksi zat insulin yang penting. Ia mengatakan itu merupakan beban yang berat bagi diri penderita dan keluarganya.
About 6 Australians are diagnosed every day with type 1 diabetes. And the burden of type 1 diabetes really is that it primarily occurs in children. Not exclusively in children, some adults can develop type 1 diabetes also, but it's most commonly occurs between the ages of 5 and 15 years and even sometimes in younger children than that. And once it's diagnosed, there's a lifelong requirement for insulin replacement given by injections of various sorts, either by individual injections or via a pump.
Namun para ilmuwan kini berharap dapat menemukan pengobatan baru setelah menemukan gabungan protein di dalam pankreas yang dapat mengidentifikasi cara untuk menghentikan terjadinya kekurangan insulin. Apa yang terjadi dengan diabetes tipe 1 adalah bahwa sistem kekebalan tubuh keliru mengira sel yang memproduksi insulin sebagai barang asing dan menghancurkannya. Namun dengan peptida hybrid itu, peneliti percaya mereka mungkin telah menemukan target awal penyebab agresi ini, dan karena itu merupakan sebuah indikator awal dari timbulnya penyakit tersebut. Pemimpin peneliti Dr. Stuart Mannering mengatakan hal itu dapat memberi kesempatan bagi para cendekiawan untuk mengembangkan tes darah yang sederhana yang dapat memprediksi dan bahkan mungkin mencegah penyakit diabetes.
That's something that this breakthrough may also help to do because now we know some of the targets that may be important, we can sort of put them in front of the cells in the test tube and see if anyone goes, reacts to them, and that will give us a clue, we hope, as who's on the way to developing type 1 diabetes before they have any clinical symptoms, before they need insulin. So what we really hope is that we can identify people at that stage and then we can turn off that bad immune response, that one that's causing the problem, and prevent them from ever getting diabetes.
Nah pendengar, itulah tadi rangkuman pendek tentang ditemukannya cara untuk mendeteksi awal penyakit diabetes.